Dallas taking down the Stars 4-3 in the first round of the playoff series. The captain, Mark Stone, returned after missing 2 months' worth of games and didn't take long to make his presence felt. Stone tallied a power play goal just 83 seconds into the game, and the Knights never trailed last night. Game 2 of the best of 7 is tomorrow in Dallas. Puck drops at 6:30. The series shifts to Las Vegas on Saturday night. The Las Vegas Aviators are on the road this week, taking their 4-game win streak into Sacramento for a 6-game series against the Rivercats that opens tonight.
The Vegas Sports Report is brought to you by Findlay Chevrolet, located on 215 and South Rainbow, home of the AM 670 Talk Radio done right.
Hey friends, it's Patrick Casale, the Multicare Group. With the difficulty in finding quality employees to ensure your business thrives, I have a solution for you. Offer employee benefits. Benefits are 100% tax deductible to the employer, income tax free to the employee's dependents, can be used nationally, and are far more robust than any other individual plan being offered. The Multicare Group can help you obtain affordable quality health benefits. We have access to association health plans that offer multiple options, attractive rates for you and your employees, with national access and the finest hospitals and physicians in United States. Call the Multicare Group today for your no obligation quote, 702-396-9449. We have access to all the carriers that offer health insurance, dental coverage, vision care, group life and disability insurance. Allow our relationships to guarantee you the most competitive rates. The Multicare Group can provide you with all these services, plus we can offer payroll services at the most competitive rates, along with the best workers' compensation programs available in the country. Call Patrick Casale of the Multicare Group today, 702-396-9449.
Why do so many Las Vegas voters support Ron Quince for Congress? Because they trust Ron Quince. Trust is everything.
As a businessman, I've earned the trust of my employees, my clients, my investor, and my partners. Trust is essential in business.
This is just what we need. Principled conservatives we can trust in Congress.
I am running to represent the people of Congressional District Court, the hardworking families and businesses, big and small, to make sure your voice are heard and your government is a partner working with you.
Ron Quince is not afraid to speak the honest truth, even if it's unpopular.
Making good decisions has allowed me to grow a successful business. Trust has been the cornerstone of that success. Good decisions resulted in benefits for those who count.
This is why so many Vegas voters trust Ron Quince to make the right decision for our country.
Your vote in the primary election June 11 is a vote for trusted judgment and conviction to your voice, your needs. Ron Q for Congress. Trust, integrity, and experience. Paid for by Ron Quince for Congress.
Flu season is here. You and your family need to boost your superpowers. Get vaccinated. And remember, you can vaccinate your family from 6 months of age at your nearest health center, pharmacy, vaccine clinic, or certain community centers. Remember that flu can especially affect over 65-year-olds, adults with certain chronic diseases, pregnant women, and children under 5. Keep them super immune. Check with your health care provider or go to immunizenevada.org. With health, there is life.
This message is sponsored by Immunize Nevada, aired in cooperation with the Nevada Broadcasters Association and this station.
Hi, I'm Richard Frederick, and I'm a refugee. The only difference is I didn't come through the southern border. I came through a little town known as Prim, Nevada. That's right, I used to live in California, and I moved to Nevada because California sucks. I'm running for state senate in District 5, and a vote for me ensures that your voice will get heard in Carson City. So join me in my efforts to fight for the people. Together, we can help make sure Nevada doesn't end up sucking too.
Paid for by committee to elect Richard Frederick.
KMCQ on-time traffic is powered by Meineke Car Care Centers. Right now, you can get an oil change for only $39.95. Meineke, doing car care right.
I've got a real problem through the resort corridor right now. Northbound I-15 is really jammed up approaching the Spaghetti Bowl. We do see the accident 15 northbound after Charleston. Left side of the freeway is blocked. At least one of those two left lanes is blocked. I'm going to merge to the middle and right lanes to, as you close in on 95 on I-15 northbound. Again, after Charleston is where the problem spot is. Rollover accident on the east side still being righted. Flamingo eastbound between 95 and Boulder Highway. That's on Flamingo eastbound at Mountain Vista. Rollover accident there's been there for quite some time. There, so you want to steer clear of that area. It'll be a few degrees cooler today, but still going to hit 90 degrees this afternoon with winds gusting up around 25 miles per hour again. It's 70 right now. I'm Mark Thomas with your on-time traffic, brought to you by Meineke Car Care Centers on AM 670 KMZQ.
This is Live and Local with Kevin Wall on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
The Golden Knights began defense of their Stanley Cup title. And they had to go on the road. They're going to have to go on the road the entire playoffs because they are the number eight seed. I'll tell you what, let's stop by the sports desk. And Mark Thomas, you had a chance to watch. I watched last night. I was so impressed with the Golden Knights and Mark Stone and Logan Thompson. They played a great game against a really good team.
Yeah, it was reminiscent of the series they had in the Western Conference Finals last year, one that the Golden Knights won in six games, eliminating the Dallas Stars. And so they had motivation, certainly the Stars did, on their home ice to beat the Golden Knights. And, they look great. The Golden Knights look great. As you say, they took it to them right away, had a power play goal, minute 23 into the game, by none other than Mark Stone, who's been gone for 2 months. And Marsh just saw about 5 minutes later. We have our two star players stepping up in the playoffs. You saw the game, yes?
Yes, I did.
Did it seem like everything was on fast forward? That was the fastest. I'm not talking about the duration of the game. I'm talking about the speed at which it was played. Both teams just going at it hard.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. And the fact that Dallas came back on us and then we came back on them. I just thought it was an amazing exhibition of how important Mark Stone is to this team. He is the heart and soul of this team. And to have him back, to me, it's like night and day watching the Golden Knights without Mark Stone and with Mark Stone.
Yeah, don't sleep on Braden McGretzky, who scored twice now in the last two games. So I think that's four or five on the entire season. And that was one that put them up 4-2 in the second period. The final period, you saw the I wouldn't call it a gimme goal, but just a
soft,
very extremely. Logan Thompson gave that one up, making it 4-3, which ultimately would be the final. But it kind of looked like he got handcuffed on it. Didn't he saw the puck coming the whole way in? Just didn't get the glove around. It was just a weird goal and a fluke, to be sure. And I was thinking, oh man, this would be a terrible way for them to come back and tie. But didn't. The Golden Knights now have home ice advantage in this first round, meaning they do not have to win in Dallas any longer, so long as they maintain wins at the Fortress. So the games 3 and 4 will be at T-Mobile Arena Saturday and Monday.
It is incredible. This is going to be a great series, though, and I don't look for this to be one of those four and out sort of deals. This thing's going to go back and forth and back and forth, but having home ice advantage is going to be really important. Mark, always good to get with you. Thanks, man.
You got it. Thank you.
And we'll be following the series throughout, of course, Wednesday night, tomorrow night. It all continues. And that's what's great about the NHL Stanley Cup playoffs, is that it's a grind. It is a grind. It's my favorite time of year when you got baseball going and you got the NBA going and you got the NHL Stanley Cup playoffs going. This is when it's the most fun. Stay with us. More to do as we continue more on what's going on in New York City and the courthouse and Donald J. Trump. All that and more coming up on AM 670 KMZQ.
Debunking both liberal and conservative rhetoric. Dan Bongino, weekdays from noon to 3 on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
I'm attorney Paul Powell. Over the past 25 years, thousands of Las Vegans hired me as their injury lawyer. You know, when you hire me, I won't take more money than you at the end of your case. It's the Paul Powell promise, and I put it in writing. That means my clients get back hundreds of thousands of dollars every single year, from my pocket to yours. What other lawyer does that? You already know that answer. No one.
Paul Powell. More lawyer, less fee.
Dan Swartz is the strong voice we need in Congress.
Today, our country needs a reboot. I'm Dan Swartz. I was proud to serve overseas in the Army, turn around an ailing business, and then be elected Nevada State Treasurer.
As State Treasurer, Dan Swartz fought for us.
I've been called every name in the book by the career politicians in Carson City because I wasn't afraid to stand up to them and fight for kids, parents, and taxpayers. I never ducked, I never backed down, and I never will.
Dan will close the borders until Congress does its job and fixes America's broken immigration system. And he's clear on his choice for president.
I am strongly endorsing Donald Trump for president.
Vote Dan Swartz for Nevada's 3rd Congressional District, a strong voice for Nevada.
I'm Dan Swartz, candidate for Congress, and I approve this message. Paid for by Dan Swartz for Congress.
Pro Price Cooling and Heating has you covered for all your cooling and heating needs. Call 702-742-3310 or go online at ProPriceAC.com to book your appointment. Get a 21-point inspection and a spring tune-up and cleaning for only $49. That's $130 value for only $49. Make the call, 702-742-3310. We offer Rheem products that are tested, trusted, and tough with a 10-year warranty on parts and labor. For the right price, call Pro Price, 702-742-3310. 3310. Just let them know we sent you. For the right price, call Pro Price. At Meineke, doing car care right means their Meineke certified technicians fix whatever your car needs. We fix it right and back it up with our nationwide warranties. Brakes? They do that. Tires? Yep, they do that. Engine repairs, air conditioning, tune-ups, suspension, alignments, oil changes, Meineke does it all. See for yourself. Visit Meineke.com today and schedule your appointment. Each Meineke is independently owned and operated. Trust your key with Meineke. Meineke, doing car care right.
Demopolis, Demopolis, Demopolis. Why am I saying it three times? Because, ladies and gentlemen, they are the 2023 Best of Las Vegas winners three times. Yes, and it's going down for the second year in a row. I'm sure you heard about it by now, but if not, let me let you in. This year, they won gold for Best Accident Lawyer, gold for Best Injury Lawyer, and gold for Best Trial Lawyer. I'm telling you right now, if you're still thinking about who you should hire as your accident injury lawyer in Las Vegas, you should know the answer by now. Hire Nevada's legal elite. Demopolis Law, baby. We win. Visit them at LegalElite.com.
Hi, this is Josh Levitt, and I'm running for Nevada State Senate District 18 because I believe in a brighter future for each and every one of us. Together, we will move forward innovative solutions to diversify the economy, improve our schools, cut wasteful spending, and improve our healthcare infrastructure. I'm not just a candidate. I'm a lifelong Nevadan with a track record of getting things done. From being a champion for small businesses to advocating for better access to healthcare, I'm exactly the representative you need in Carson City. I bring years of experience in business as a chief information officer, an entrepreneur, and community builder with a history of working with legislators on education and workforce development policies. Join me in this journey to build a better Nevada. Your vote on June 11th will ensure there is choice in education, our families have access to quality health care, and our community thrives. Together, let's shape a future we can all be proud of. Visit joshfornevada.com to learn more about my vision and how you can get involved. I'm Josh Levitt, and I approve this message. Paid for by Josh Levitt for Nevada.
Broadcasting live from the world-famous Las Vegas Strip, this is Live and Local with Kevin Wall on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
An amazing first day of the Donald J. Trump hush money trial in New York. Laura Ingraham on The Angle last night, I thought she was really on her game last night with a clip from Rachel Maddow, the reaction to day one of the Trump hush money trial. Here it is.
If you care about the way America is perceived around the world, you should be enraged that Donald Trump is on trial in New York. These are the types of election year shenanigans that happen in other countries, in third world autocracies, not in the United States. Come on. But his press minions are ecstatic. Anything to avoid covering the border or gas prices or food prices.
From where I was sitting, he seemed basically inert. He kind of slumped his shoulders and was kind of, I'm a slump-shouldered person, he was kind of slump-shouldered like this when he came in, and while he was sitting there, he was kind of leaning heavily on the desk. There were times when he leaned from one side to the other. He seems thinner than I have seen him in the past. He seems considerably older, and he seems annoyed, resigned, maybe angry. He seems like a man who's miserable to be here. I'm no body language expert. He seemed old and tired and mad.
Well, look, if that's the new barometer, well, what's Biden's excuse? Because if Trump is mad, he has a right to be. And so do all of you. An impartial observer knows that the New York media is doing everything it can to influence the jury. On the eve of the trial, the illustrious New York Slimes published a piece titled, "Will a Mountain of Evidence Be Enough to Convict Trump?" In the official record, the case is known as the People of the State of New York versus Donald Trump. And for now, the people have the stronger hand. They have insider witnesses, a favorable jury pool, and a lurid set of facts about a presidential candidate, a payoff, and a porn star. Now, every juror should have been asked. I don't think they were. Maybe they were. I don't think they were. If he or she read or even skimmed or even saw that headline, read that article. And by the way, the New York Times doesn't even pretend to be objective. You have to read to the end to read the pivotal point about how their star witness, Michael Cohen, has his own credibility issues to overcome. Of course, he's a convicted felon and an admitted liar. But at least he has non-lawyers on TV trying to lend a hand.
Sometimes you have, and you've all talked about having a witness that you have to rehabilitate when they get on the stand. I think it's also true that Michael Cohen, along with the documents, but just his personality, he may actually be a very good witness, especially with these jurors. I mean, wait and see, but it's so, he communicates well.
He communicates well. Low bar. The man's a jughead, and even if former celebrity reporters can't see it, he's a jughead. Now, as we've demonstrated previously, Bragg's case is the epitome in election meddling. The underlying payments, if anything, are misdemeanors, and the statute of limitations has already run on them. Yet this is all secondary to the regime media. Whereas real reporters love covering real campaigns, these people love avoiding them.
Well, there you have it. Laura Ingraham, who I thought was really on her game last night. Brett Hume is a former managing director of news for Fox News Channel. Let's go to cut four real quick. Mike Johnson, a lot of people said he would not survive the weekend as Speaker of the House. He not only survived it, but he may have really improved his standing with Republicans and Democrats in the House of Representatives. This is Brit Hume. This is cut four, by the way, talking about Mike Johnson. He may have survived as House Speaker to fight another day. Here he is.
Well, I think Johnson is at the moment in a stronger position than one might have imagined at this stage, largely because the bill was passed with a great many, the Ukraine bill, with a great many Democratic votes. Democrats are grateful that he brought it to the floor. It was a priority of the administration and of a great many Republicans as well, resisted by a subset of the Republican caucus. And Democrats may very well be prepared now to vote for him in any measure to try to deprive him of his job. So I think he's in a stronger position. He's even being praised by the Washington Post, which is not always a good thing for a Republican. But nonetheless, there it is. And the thing that's so clear about this, Brett, is that this bill and the process of supporting Ukraine is really kind of a no-brainer when you think about it. I mean, Russia is clearly an adversary of the United States. Russia mounts this attack. Ukraine resists more effectively than anyone thought possible at first, has inflicted enormous damage on Russian military forces and the whole overall Russian military. And all of this has come at a cost to an American dollars to some extent, of course. About a sixth of the Pentagon budget is what it's been. But at no cost in American lives. There aren't any American soldiers fighting there. So when you hear complaints about an endless war, maybe remember this, it may be a long war, but there are no Americans fighting in it. That's a pretty good deal when you think about it, or at least it ought to be, a fact I think is lost on too many Republicans now trying to oust the speaker.
There are Republicans who specifically had a problem with Ukraine aid and that number and all of the details of it. But several Republicans in that caucus that had a problem with the legislation pointed to the border not being a part of it or leading the way. Here's Congressman Chip Roy again.
It's bad for our party to go out and tell the American people you're going to secure the border of the United States when you're watching 24,000 Chinese nationals coming here, 85% of whom are adults, when you're watching Lake and Riley get killed by somebody who was paroled by the policies of this administration, and you tell the American people you're going to secure the border, and then you get up and say, oh, I can't.
So what do you think of that, Brent?
Well, you wonder sometimes if these people can count. The House passed a border security bill that, you know, very popular among House Republicans. They sent it to the Senate, and it went absolutely nowhere because the Senate's controlled by Democrats, and Democrats didn't want it. Then there was a negotiation between the House, Senate, and Republicans and Democrats over a bill to deal with the border. It had many good things in it. It was endorsed by the Border Patrol Union, and it was killed because House members, Republicans, said they weren't going to vote for it, and it was dead on arrival. So it wasn't as if an effort hasn't been made here. It has. They just simply didn't have the votes to pass it. So now comes this, and the hope among Republicans was that they could lever Democrats' desire for the Ukraine bill and other things in a way of getting a border security bill passed. They didn't have the votes to do that, and so it failed. And now they did these other things, which are important, just as the border is, but separate.
Britt Hume yesterday on Fox News Channel. When we come back, we'll get some expert testimony from Andy McCarthy from Fox as he looks ahead to day two of the Trump trial in New York City. Stay with us. More to do as we continue on AM 670 KMZQ.
Tuesday edition, Clay Travis, Buck Sexton Show. We'll dive into day two of the official Trump trial being underway. Plus, all of the chaos on so many different college campuses. What's going to happen? How does it end?
9 to noon on AM 670 KMZQ.
Bill O'Reilly here, and I'm warming up. Stand by for the O'Reilly Update Morning Edition. But first.
Are you feeling the impact of the recent changes in the timeshare industry? My friends at Lone Star Transfer are the only company I trust to help you. For more than a decade, they have successfully helped over 20,000 owners get out of their timeshare with an A-plus rating at the Better Business Bureau. Customer service is their priority. For a free consultation and a guaranteed solution, 855-551-7066 or go to LoneStarTransfer.com. On this Tuesday, last week in Pennsylvania, President Biden told a crowd that his uncle was eaten by cannibals in New Guinea during World War II. Quite the headline, I'm sure you heard about it. Immediately, cannibals all over the world began filing defamation suits. Subsequently, Biden's statement was corrected as Joe's uncle was shot down over the Pacific, never to be seen again. But really, does it even matter what Mr. Biden puts forth? Often he clearly doesn't even know what he's saying. Same thing with Donald Trump. He's liable to say anything at any time. When he's bored, the words fly, and he's not checking Wikipedia for accuracy. But does it matter? No, it does not. Those who support Biden have to know he's way out there, but they're okay with it. His doddering does not penetrate their comfort zones. Same thing with the Don. MAGA folks are comfortable with him. Even if he became a cannibal, many would stay with him. Now, I well understand both Joe and Don are not capable of moderating their behavior. Most people aren't. Over the next 7 months, the ridiculous media will spend an enormous amount of time mocking and attacking what both presidential candidates say. But that's largely useless. We have all seen what each has done in office, and that should be what decides it in November. Actions, not words. Back after this. You can now watch new episodes of the No Spin News live on Samsung TV Plus. Tune in each weeknight at 8 p.m. on the First TV for breaking news, honest analysis, and the best election coverage in America. Please join me, Bill O'Reilly, at the First TV, now available on Samsung TV Plus. Start watching today on your Samsung television, Galaxy devices, or the Samsung TV Plus mobile app. Check out the No Spin News each weeknight at 8 p.m. on the First TV, Samsung TV Plus.
That is the Morning O'Reilly Update. More analysis later on.
You're listening to Live and Local with Kevin Wall on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
Courtroom, even as we speak, Donald J. Trump and, of course, the prosecutors and the defense team, they're going over the gag order. And did Donald J. Trump violate the judge's gag order? Will they fine the former president? Might they throw him in jail? Might they take him into custody? No, nobody seems to know. And then, of course, we've got the trial itself, which will resume as soon as they're done with the gag order issue. This was Andy McCarthy from Fox looking ahead to day two of this trial.
Well, obviously, we're going to start with Pecker, who's going to be the first witness. I think Pecker and Michael Cohen are being offered basically to fill a big hole in Bragg's case. Bragg, his theory of the prosecution is that Trump stole the 2016 election, but he hasn't actually charged him with a conspiracy to do that, nor is trying to influence an election or suppress negative information a crime. And what he has charged are 34 book entries that didn't occur until 2017. So he's in the irrational position of trying to say the 2016 election was stolen by activity that took place the following year. He needs to try to persuade the jury that there's some kind of nefarious scheme that leads up to the 2016 election. And what Pecker and Cohen are for is to outline the discussions that they had about this catch and kill scheme to purchase the disclosure rights of these stories and bury them, which it may be unsavory, and certainly the things that underlie those stories were unsavory, but that's not a crime.
We're going to hear a lot of this. In fact, Jonathan Turley talked about it in a piece on Fox News Channel yesterday, that jurors are going to end up essentially confused, looking for what the crime is that they should be ruling on. Right now, we don't know what that is. Maybe it will be revealed to us, maybe it won't. Coming up, Megan Barth from thenevadaglobe.com. Her impressions of day one of the trial in New York City. We'll get to that. Rico Aller will join us a little bit later on. We'll talk about what's going on in northern Nevada. He is the owner of Carson Installation. He's an entrepreneur, former member of the, believe it or not, former member of the California Legislature. Ooh, he knows where all the bones are buried. Stay with us. More to do as we continue on AM 670 KMZQ, where news is next.
They will stop at nothing to destroy our country from within. High inflation, chaos at the border, pro-terrorist rallies on college campuses. This is not the America our founding fathers envisioned for us. Hi, I'm Lieutenant Colonel David Flippo, and I'm running for Congress to fight back against this liberal insanity. Nevadans are tired of watching our country and our state being destroyed by radical liberals and career politicians. Some politicians will go so far to win, they will switch parties when it's convenient. I've been a lifelong conservative Republican who spent 24 years fighting for this country in the United States Air Force. I spent my career defending the country I love, and I am stepping up once again to stop them from taking over our party, our state, and our country. But I need your help to win this fight.
Go to electdavidflippo.com for more information. And together, we can flip Nevada red. This is David Flippo, and I approve this message. Paid for by the committee to elect David Flippo.
Broadcasting live from the Dream Dental Studios on the world-famous Las Vegas Strip. AM 670 KMZQ, Las Vegas. Locally owned and operated by Kemp Broadcasting and Digital Outdoor.